Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you. And hey, you know what that means. It's church tonight. We look forward to our midweek service here. Not only do we have children's clubs at Mead and a fully staffed nursery, but teens and adults are in the auditorium. We're going through the book of 1 Timothy. And, of course, we're also preparing for our missions conference, which begins tomorrow, and our Spanish folks will be joining us. We have a Spanish church now that has begun, and they meet Wednesday night at 7 o'clock as well in our fellowship hall. And you're invited out. You know some Spanish-speaking folks. Please come out and meet the Aviles's, Don and Yesenia Aviles. He pastors the church, and you will be blessed by the Spanish services at Bible Baptist Church. Then our missions conference is Thursday night at 6:30 and Friday night at 6:30. And then Saturday, we have a dinner at 5, international dinner, followed by the service. If you want to come for the service, we'd love to have you. And that's right around the same time, 6:15 to 6:30 on Saturday night. And then, of course, our normal services closing out on Sunday at 9:30, 10:30, and 5:30. So it's going to be a great conference. Brother John Hamilton will be preaching. He's with U.S. Church Planting Ministry. Becca Joseph is a single missionary on her way to Honduras with medical missions. Dr. Bruce Martin and his wife Jenny will be here. They're the Trans Global Health Partners. And then the Morgan family will be here, and they're on their way to Japan as missionaries. So it's going to be a great, great time together. I hope you can come out and join us and ask God what he wants to do in your heart during our missions conference. Now, if your Bible's nearby, go to Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14. The children of Israel have been delivered now out of Egypt and from Pharaoh and his army. And the Bible here, it speaks about how Pharaoh is coming after them and wanting to get them. And this is as they're pinned in at the Red Sea. And notice the Bible says this in chapter 14 and verse 10. When Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lift up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you this day. For the Egyptians, whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight you for you, and shall hold, and you will hold your peace. Wow. I want to talk to you a little bit today about never looking back. I mean, the children of Israel, listen carefully now, the children of Israel leaving Egypt is a picture of salvation for the Christian. Egypt is a picture of the world. Pharaoh, a picture or a type of Satan. And God delivers his people. He delivers you and me from the bondage of sin and the world and Satan, the three enemies of the Christian. How did it happen? By the blood of the Lamb. They took a lamb of the first year without spot, without blemish, and they killed that lamb, and they took that blood and put it in a basin, and they applied that blood to the sidepost and the doorpost of their house. And when the death angel came, when he saw the blood, he passed over that house. And you and I are saved by the same way, by the blood of the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Exodus 12, verse 42, Moses tells him it's a day to be much observed. And that is the day of your salvation, my friend. That's a day that ought to be much observed. Oh, I'll never forget that. Sweet night on my knees. The joy of that hour has never left me. It's life's sweetest memory. this old world tries to erase. But I'm saved by His mercy, and I'm redeemed by His grace. Oh, my friend, God led them after salvation, then God led them. God never departed from them. And my friend, after your salvation, God will never depart you. He led them by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And just as we're led by the Spirit of God and the Word of God. But you have to learn something. The world's not going to leave you alone. The devil won't leave you alone. You have Pharaoh and his armies begin to pursue after the Israelites. And finally, they catch up to him at the Red Sea. And there was no way out. I mean, they looked ahead of him and there was the Red Sea. They looked behind him. It was Egyptian army. They had nowhere to go. And so they begin to complain. Oh, we're better off in Egypt. We're better off to be slaves than to die in the wilderness. And then Moses told him, God's going to take care of you and God's going to fight the battle tonight. And all that night, God parted the sea. And the Israelites went through on dry ground. And then when the Egyptian army attempted to go through, God brought the waters back down. And he drowned the entire Egyptian army, including Pharaoh, in the Red Sea. Later on, chapter 16. Verses 2 and 3, they begin to get hungry. And the Bible says the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron. And the children of Israel said unto them, would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full. For ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Now they get hungry. And again, they start thinking about Egypt. They get to the Red Sea and they think about going back to Egypt. They get in the wilderness and they're hungry and they think about Egypt. And God sent them quail. And quail at night, man in the morning, and took care of them and fed them. You go over to chapter 17. And now they get not hungry, but thirsty. And again, the people thirsted there for water. Verse 3. And the people murmured against Moses and said, wherefore is this that thou hast brought us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? Here they are again, thirsty. And they go on to say, you brought us out of Egypt to do this. In other words, thinking of Egypt again. They never had the faith they should have had, and they never had the victory they should have had either. Now, contrast that with somebody who we read about in Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Notice with me verse 15 of Hebrews 11. This is talking about Abraham and Sarah. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Now, what a contrast. Here they are, Abraham, leaving Ur of the Chaldees, a heathen, idolatrous nation. But Abraham never went back. You know why? He never thought about it. You know why? He was looking for a better country. He was looking for a city whose builder and ruler was God. Listen, you're saved by the blood of the Lamb. You're saved by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It takes away your sin, and it cleanses you from all unrighteousness. And you receive the gift of eternal life. And you now are on your way to heaven. But you'll be tempted to go back. Why will you be tempted to go back? Because you'll think about the old crowd. You'll think about the old friends. You'll think about the old places. You'll think about the old group you used to run with. And can I help you? You'll go back if you think about going back. You'll not be happy going back. I'm going to tell you that. You're not going to be happy in the old life back in Egypt, back in the world. Why? Because now you have a new nature in you. And that new nature in you will not allow you to enjoy the world anymore. You see, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Yeah. Now, suppose a hog has an operation. And they put the nature of a lamb in the hog. They place him out in the meadow. And the hog begins to remember his old life. Well, I remember the old life. I had a mud hole. Boy, how nice that used to be. How fun that used to be. And so he goes down along the line, the fence line, and he sees a hole in the fence, and on the other side is a mud hole, and he gets through, and he jumps in the mud hole. And he says to himself, well, this isn't how I remembered it. It's not fun like it used to be. What's happened to him? Well, something's changed. He's got a new nature. And my friend, when you accepted Jesus Christ, your Savior, you got a new nature. And you won't enjoy the hog pen again. You may stay with the old crowd, but you're not enjoying it anymore. You may go hang out with the old friends and try to do what they do, but you're not going to enjoy it anymore. You've been saved. You have a new nature. Can I help you? I want to keep you from going back and being miserable. Don't be mindful of it. Get rid of the things in your life that remind you of your old life, of your life before Christ. You dress differently. Let the outside match the inside. Don't let your outside self remind you of your old life. The disciples forsook all and followed him. Get your, listen, look like Christian, talk like Christian, listen to music a Christian will listen to. If you listen to the same music you've listened to as in your old life, you're going to be mindful to return. And if you're mindful to return, and you will be miserable. That's why when you come to church at Bible Baptist Church, we have an atmosphere unlike what you had in the world. We aren't trying to make you mindful of your old life. We're not trying to make you mindful of the old country. You're going to come here and you're going to hear Amazing Grace and the old rugged cross and Jesus saves. No one comes into church at Bible Baptist Church and says, oh, this reminds me of the concert I used to go to. Or this reminds me of how I used to be before I got saved. Nobody says that. You see, when you get saved, you're saved to follow Jesus Christ. You're saved to grow in faith. You're saved to fulfill his will for your life. And how you do that is you forget the old. You don't think about it. You don't remember it. You get rid of the habits of it. You don't dress like it. You don't talk like it. You don't listen to the music you used to listen to. I'm living like the country I'm going to, not the one I'm coming from. So I create an atmosphere in my life that will not remind me of my old life. Abraham and Sarah never went back to Ur of the Chaldees. You know why? They never thought about it. Was not in their thinking. Wasn't an option. If you're a new Christian, even if you're not a new Christian, but you set out to live for God, you set out to please Jesus Christ, then do it in the way you dress. Do it in what you read. Do it in what you watch. Do it in what you listen to. Do it with the friends you have. Do it the church you attend. Do all those things in your life, your dress, your reading material, your computer use, your TV watching, your friends you have, the church you attend, do they remind you of where you're going or where you've been? You see, the Bible says we're to set our affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Romans 12, 1 and 2, to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, how? By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It involves thinking. And so let's be mindful today of where we're going, not where we've been. And if you never talk about going back, you never think about going back, you won't go back. Jesus said, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Let me encourage you today, never turn back by not thinking about going back. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. I look forward to being with you on a broadcast tomorrow. And until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Smile, let your life so be that all the world may Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.